And we're back.
God damn it. It's Voting People, Don and MJ.
Episode 18?
18.
18. Okay.
We're still doing the thing where we say what episode
up,
it is.
Counting up. First order of business today, Clash of the Titans. Saw it last night.
I didn't.
Yeah, I know you didn't. But the reason I'm bringing it up, because it is... All right. Don't clap yet. Wait till I'm done. Wait till I'm done reviewing the movie.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
The movie itself it looked great. It's a remake, so the story was pretty much the same. They did take some liberties with it, though, which I didn't. Some of them
like
I didn't
what?
Like too much. Like the character Calibus from the first one. He was like this.
The first. It's not a sequel. You know that, right? It's a remake.
I know, but the first one, the one that this one. Okay, I know. The first one. The one from 1986.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that Clash of the
Titans. The Claymation one.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, go on.
In that one, Calibus was a different character. He was like a child of one of the goddesses,
and
she turned him into a demon. In this version, he was a king. The husband of the woman that Zeus banged and fathered Perseus with. So basically, like, you know...
His uncle?
No, he's nothing.
Dead.
He's not even related to Perseus. He's just the fool that Zeus made fun of by fucking his wife and impregnating her.
He didn't really make fun of him.
But anyway, he got turned into Calibus. I don't know how. Zeus struck him with lightning as he threw Perseus and his mother in a coffin into the sea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zeus has a bit of a problems with that.
Well,
I mean, Greek mythology, they're just a clusterfuck. It's a soap opera.
It is a soap opera.
I
know, but I love that about it. I think it's so cool. You can just interlock all the heroes and stuff at one point. It's really cool. I like it.
And then take them out if you like. You
if
know.
You feel like.
Throw
yeah,
in a Pegasus,
right.
Take them out. Doesn't
that was,
really
yeah,
matter.
Yeah, that was the thing about this. Some of the, like, the Pegasus, you know, they said, like, those formed from, like, Medusa's blood, you know?
What?
Yeah, like, originally. Like, what happens is, well, actually, that wasn't in the original movie, but in the Greek mythology, Medusa's blood spawns Pegasus. Like, it seeps into the earth, and Pegasus bursts forth from that.
Right.
In this one, Pegasus were just like a herd of horses running around, and, you know...
And one decides to fly?
Yeah. Well, no. They were a herd of winged horses running around, and they were like, no man has ever rode them.
Right.
One before.
And Bruce
is
like,
every single one
I'm
is white. Every single one is white, except for this... badass black one that comes out of nowhere, and Perseus is like, yeah, it's you, isn't it? And then all of a sudden it meets
that's
him,
the black
this
stallion.
Previously untamed you know, winged horse meets him in the underworld, and it's like, hey, come ride me. Perseus is like, yeah, bitch, yeah, I got that.
Did it say that?
No.
It just like stood there, and he was like, all right,
yeah,
let's go.
It didn't talk, it was a horse.
Right.
But either way, the top like good points of the movie is Gemma Arterin, who played Io. A fucking fox. She is so hot. It's unreal. She's also in that Prince... I think I already said it, but she's in that Prince of Persia movie coming out, which I saw a trailer for and made me want to see it, if unless, which I thought wasn't possible.
They have an A-team coming out.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
Me too. And Liam Neeson's in that too,
isn't he? Liam Neeson and... they're in everything.
What's his name? That guy from Hangover, right? Yeah. The main, Bradley Cooper's his name.
Oh.
And yeah, he's in the A-team
really?
Movie. Yeah, he is.
Doing what? Playing a small person?
No. He's one of the,
just
one
a
of the
small
main four.
Kid.
It's Liam Neeson, the leader.
Right.
And there's a black guy, demolitions expert, I'm sure.
Well, that's Mr. T.
Yeah, right, but it's not him. It's just a lookalike. Bradley Cooper as like the
look-alike.
Ladies man. He looks just like Mr. T.
Does
he's got
really?
The same haircut and the
well,
beard.
Of course he has the same haircut. Does he have all the bling?
Probably.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important to have.
For the A-team.
Right. Did you see they had stills of Whiplash?
Oh,
for,
yeah.
He looks retarded.
I know. Ricky Rourke.
Yeah. What is that about? Like, it couldn't make him look like a badass?
No.
Or
not
at least
Mickey
mean?
Rourke. No. Not Mickey Rourke. He's...
The little emo haircut he's got going on.
Yeah, I know.
You know
I
what
know.
I mean?
Yeah. Well, Mickey Rourke is just white trash.
He didn't choose that haircut. Someone else did.
He might have.
He didn't. Let's just part all my hair to the side.
I'm having some ideas for Whiplash as a character. Let me run them by you real fast.
And no one went, that sounds retarded.
No, they didn't. They said, oh, Mickey Rourke, we're glad to have you.
Right.
Sure.
Why would they say we're glad to have you?
I don't know.
He's a drug addict. And the only reason he got back in the game is because of the wrestler.
I know.
Which is, you know, that was, what's his name's?
Aronofsky.
Yeah, it was his... charity that he did.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of charity that went into that movie. You know, Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses,
mm-hmm.
who is supposed to be this big asshole, but apparently he gave the rights to two of their songs to that movie for free.
Well, I would too if I saw it. If it didn't have the music part, I wouldn't have been like, that could have my... Well, yeah, of course. It would be like, I want my music in that. You know what I mean? And Marissa Tomei was very charitable
with her boobs. That's really the part that I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe why Axl Rose would have done that.
Right.
Like, ooh, what a hottie. Let me get in on this.
Well, part of the contract would have been you can have him for free.
Exactly. You can have him for free as long as I can tit-fuck Marissa Tomei.
I wouldn't have been the tit-fuck. She doesn't have much boob.
So? It's just the, you know, thought. It's just
the, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I guess so. I guess so. So you liked it?
I like the look of it. The story was okay.
Are we gonna do a rating system now?
If I was gonna give it anything, don't see it in 3D. I will say that it'd be a waste of your money. Don't see it in 3D. But go see it. It's good looking. It's a good movie. You know.
I want to see The Losers.
Me too. I saw a preview for that at Clash of Titans. It does look good.
Although it looks like the A-Team.
It looks like a Guy Ritchie movie. I don't think it is.
It's got that one black chick in it.
No, she wasn't in another Guy Ritchie movie.
Yes, she was.
She's not from Rock and Rolla.
Yes, she is.
No, she isn't. Not the same chick.
I know it fucking is.
It's not.
Fine, fuck off.
Okay.
Because I know it is.
You can look up. Pat, will you look it up for us, please?
Yeah, Pat.
Just look up the woman. Her name is...
Look who's in The Losers and look who's in Rock and Rolla. And you'll see it's the exact same lady.
We're looking for the chick.
I know it is.
It's not the same.
They did the dancing. Whatever. Fuck off. All right, because I know it is. Okay. Moving on.
And we'll find
You said some book or whatever that you're reading, Fire and Ice is...
Clash of Kings, which is the second book in the saga of Ice and Fire by George R. R. Martin.
It's not Fire and Ice?
No, I think it's the saga of Ice and Fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Fire and Ice sounds better.
It does. Fire and Ice does sound better, but I really think... I've heard it a couple times. Not the same person, is it, Pat? Okay, we have just been confirmed that it's not the same black chick.
How is it not the same? All right, whatever.
What's the chick's name from Rock and Roll? I know what it is. I'm gonna hate myself once I hear it. But it's something... Thank you, Thandi Newton, and it's not the same chick from Losers.
The black one.
The black one, not her. The short-haired one in Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
That's Thandi Newton. She was in that movie with Vin Diesel, Chronicles of Riddick, the sequel. Remember that?
No.
I
think I'm drunk through most of these things. What's going on? Yeah. How are all these things not? All right, whatever.
Yeah, no, the point is that's not her, but the one in The Losers does look really good.
I can't remember
what else I've seen her in, though.
I would say Rock and Roller, but apparently I'm wrong about that.
You are wrong about that.
God damn it.
But Idris Elba, who you were talking about, who's in The Losers, that black guy who's in The Wire, do you know him? And who was also in Rock and Roller.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's his name. It's just a sweet-ass name. Idris. I don't know how he says it.
Are black people allowed to name themselves whatever they want?
Pretty much.
There's that guy from The Roots, Questlove.
Questlove, one of the best drummers, I think.
Yeah, he's out there. Great drummer. What's that name about?
Well, that's a musician name. That's not just a black guy. That's a musician name. So he can do what he wants to.
John Mayer. It's a normal name.
Yeah, I know. And Michael Bublé. I know. White
normal
musicians.
Normal name.
Right, it's true. But
what about Justin Bieber?
Kid Rock?
Look, he is white trash.
Yeah, I know. Vanilla Ice?
White trash.
Eminem?
White trash. Eminem's white trash. He lives in Detroit with a really shitty...
He doesn't live in there anymore.
He does.
He lives in Detroit.
Still. I think that's where he does his recordings, in like some shitty-ass apartment studio. Yeah.
Bullshit. Eminem is loaded.
Doesn't matter. He's keeping it real.
Shut up.
Okay. But are they allowed to do whatever they
atmosphere.
Want?
Atmosphere is a white dude, which I didn't know until last weekend.
He is a white dude.
And Brother Ali.
Well, he's actually named Slug.
Albino, I guess.
He's actually named Slug. Atmosphere is the group.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Slug.
Apology accepted.
What else is there?
But the point is that they're just allowed to... rappers are usually black, and they're allowed to name themselves whatever they like.
Yeah. But you don't even have to be a rapper. You just have to be black, and you can name yourself
whatever
you
want. That's my point. Are they allowed to...
Lucretia.
Okay, but this is my point. Are they allowed to do whatever they want with names?
Cinnamon.
There is a... I have a friend who's a nurse, and she is in doing like babies or whatever. Well, she's not doing babies, but that's gross. No, but she's like having like babies born and stuff around her as a nurse.
She delivers babies.
Whatever you want to call it, I've heard it both ways.
Okay.
The point is, what's it called? But apparently, she's in Michigan, which a lot of black people are in, and
She's a black nurse.
No, she's white. Okay. But the point is that the kids' names are L.A. Dash, like a hyphen?
Yes.
A. LaDasha.
No.
Yes.
No way.
And she said this is apparently a very common black name now.
LaDasha.
LaDasha.
Spelled with a hyphen.
With a hyphen.
That's awesome.
That's not awesome.
That's like, you ever see Russell Peters
How is that girl ever going to fill out an SAT?
So
or an ACT?
Oh, yeah. The
yeah.
Hyphen, the hyphen.
It's why you can't name your kid the at sign, which some parents try to do. But a judge said, you can't do that.
Some parents try to do that?
Yeah, and then the judge said, you can't fucking do that because it's child right. abuse. It should be child abuse.
Yeah, it keeps them away or it keeps them out of the loop of standardized testing.
Right, of course. How can they do anything like that? They
well,
can't.
When they're old enough, they can change their name. Or they can at least get it spelled properly.
But what is the parent? This is my point. The parents' problem.
Idiots. Yeah, it yeah. is. It is a problem. It's not like the baby chooses Ladasha.
No, of course not. But this is where I would Ladasha. Have in. Right. But this is where I'd have the kid just would be sent off to another home. A better home.
When you name your kid Ladasha, spell yeah. with a hyphen, you lose your privileges
Absolute.
As a parent.
Really? You really do. Why wouldn't you? If I name my kid the N-word, would that be cool?
It'd be cool with me. I'd say it all the time.
No, but his name is.
What up, nigga?
No, I mean his. Something wrong. No, I mean I call him the N word.
Oh, that's yeah. his name. The
quotation
marks
N word. Right.
Word.
Why not? It's not the N word. It's not the actual N word. That'd be offensive. But I just want to have it the N word.
I guess.
The N word. You get over here right now.
It's really.
I am
obnoxious.
So disappointed in you. The N word.
Well, I don't want to go that far, but I would like to name my kid Nicodemus.
Well, I would punch you.
It's
and
not,
probably
it's
punch
really
the kid.
Your, it's really none of your business. And at least wait until he's like, you know, 7 months or whatever, until his head is like hardened enough.
Right, of
he's
course.
Not
no,
really
but I.
That.
Why do you want to name your kid Ladacious?
Ladasha.
Whatever.
Maybe for guys it's Ladacious. I don't know. Just people are stupid. Kids, when you're a parent and you just have a baby at first, it's just an extension of yourself. I'm
but
telling
you,
again, I get to see this firsthand. My stepsister.
Now, what
is
she
is
naming
not,
her
is,
kid?
No. She named him Anthony. He's, you know, he's
That's
got
a normal
fine,
name.
It is. But what I'm saying is, and thankfully, yeah, but it's mainly because my dad and stepmom are raising the kid as much as my stepsister is.
There we go.
But again, my stepsister married to a guy in the Army. She's 19. In my opinion, I know we've had this discussion before. In my opinion, nowhere near ready to raise the kid. If it wasn't for my parents, she wouldn't be. I don't know what she'd be doing with herself. But. Naming aside, she uses that kid as like an accessory. It's an extension of herself. She's wasted she's money on haircuts for him. She buys him all these baby clothes and shoes. She does all these things. Babies, like, to them at that age, a baby's like a pet.
Right.
Like a Tamagotchi.
Give your kid
it's
a
like,
box.
It's like, oh, let me accessorize him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, he does all this stuff.
Right.
And I think the name is just a step down from that. But I wouldn't say a step up, but it's just that taking it further.
Right.
And that's all it is. The parents just don't think about it in terms of, oh, well, she'll never be able to put that on an SAT test. They're thinking, oh, well, that'll be different.
That's a
that'd
cool name.
Cool. Look, Ladasha, over here.
Okay, right, because they're a stereotype. That is so racist.
Why not?
To be fair, they are probably speaking like that.
Come on.
But.
Ladasha.
Right.
Over here.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's funny.
But, yeah, I see. That's my problem, is that when parents use their kid as, like, you know, their own personal accessory.
Exactly.
Their way of making a statement on the world.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you can raise your kid so that they eventually do that.
Do.
Yes. But you don't have their name. You don't have,
right.
like,
things that are important.
Right.
Yeah, get them the clothes. Get them a haircut. But don't make their name their permanent, like,
exactly.
you know, identifier.
Right.
Their unique identifier.
Right. But you're just as bad. You want to name your kid what?
Nicodemus.
That's just as bad.
That's badass.
First of all,
why? You call him Nick? Anybody can call him
people
Nick,
people are
going to
call him Nicotine.
Name. No, they're not. You don't spell it with a T. N-I-C-O-D-E-M-U-S.
Doesn't matter. Nicodemus. Nicotemus. Nicodine. Nicodine.
What's the verdict, Pat?
First of all, Nicodemus,
yay or nay?
He's not liking it. But here's the thing: within 5 seconds of hearing Nicodemus, I already thought of nicotine.
What about Zeefe? Z e e.
Queefy.
Don't ruin everything. What about Nebuchadnezzar? That's a Bible name.
Yeah, I know, but it's a ridiculous one.
I call them Nebi.
Well, Nebuchadnezzar. Never. I don't know.
Yeah, we got one.
Yeah, but you give me more than 5 seconds, and I'll think of something terrible to name.
Just think of something nice to say.
Nebuchadnezzar, you're not a total failure like your name is. How's that? How's that for something nice to say for the kid?
That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Nebi. Okay, so that's good.
Nebuchadnezzar?
I like it. Apparently, that was something that my dad would legitimately want
to
name.
No, he didn't
want
it.
Legitimately. Yeah.
And then he,
my
you know, and then he
down.
Sobered up and decided... No, thanks.
I don't think he sobered up. He just decided right. that he was over
He's
it.
Consistently drunk, but that's fine. Right.
Yeah, but Nebuchadnezzar, I like that name.
But it's so dumb. Lot of,
it's not like apple. It's not like, no, it's, you know, it's, well, chocolate. It's candy.
No one's named cinnamon. Their kid Chocolate.
I bet you there's somebody out there named Chocolate. No. Coco, for sure.
Okay, well, yeah, Coco. But they're usually South American, and that's okay.
What about, you know, there's probably someone
There's named, some like, kid named Dice.
See? Yeah, there's a lot of weird okay, names
but,
out there.
Okay, the fact...
And
okay.
I think Nebuchadnezzar and Nicodemus, by comparison, are...
Nicodemus is pretty bad.
Come on.
And Nebuchadnezzar really cool. is just slight of hitting my mark of okay names.
Well, you go ahead and name your kids Bill
I'm
going to
name my kid
Laura.
Vincent. No, Vincent.
Vincent.
It's a badass name.
Call him Vinny.
Vinny, Vinster, Vince. The Vin.
The Vin.
V. Invincible.
Okay, now you're just
See?
Being ridiculous.
They're all available.
Listen, I do like Vince. I like Bruce as guy names.
That's fine.
You know, those are nice, strong
These
guy
are fine names.
Yeah, you're right.
Nebuchadnezzar does not accept.
It's different.
It's dumb.
It's not dumb.
Ladasha.
That's
just different. It's
not
totally
the same.
It's totally the same.
Not the same.
It's totally the same.
Try and say Nebuchadnezzar the way I said Ladasha before. Ladasha.
Nebuchadnezzar. You get over here. Nebuchadnezzar.
It's
just as bad.
Not the same.
Well, it may be not the same, but it's just as bad.
Well, fine. That's my decision, and you can't alter it.
I'm going to take your kid away.
You don't have the authority.
Prove it. Prove that I took your kid away.
Okay.
Done. I'm going to go rape him now.
Oh, my God.
No.
You're a creep.
Shouldn't have had a Nebuchadnezzar name.
What else was I going to say today? There's something important I was supposed to do today.
Not masturbate?
No.
About that fire and ice thing?
I did that. Oh, thank you. That's what I was going to say. It's the Saga of Ice and Fire.
Whatever.
Clash of Kings. Very good book. I can actually.
My balls are sticking to my knee. Okay. That's why I stopped.
Yeah, it is.
I'm explaining it to the listener because they couldn't see me. It's my
what you
nut.
I can actually say I've read Harry Potter. I've read Lord of the Rings. A lot of these series that people would argue are the best or whatever. I can definitely say that this thus far is the best fantasy series I've ever read.
Have
Saga
you read
of Ice and Fire?
The Bible, because it is great.
So I hear
the story of Moses. It's uplifting.
Oh, my God, Moses.
All right. And they really wash over the boring stuff of the 40 years of the desert or whatever. They get right to the meat of it.
They get to the nitty gritty.
They get to the meat of it.
I like
okay?
that.
Okay?
It's good. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Right. I don't even eat potatoes, but I like meat.
Speaking of meat and potatoes.
Sorry, I couldn't afford a fucking sentence. I didn't actually have Easter with my family. We did. They did celebrate. I was over at work. I was working. Did you... Have your family over?
I went to my aunt's new apartment building in the Loop. It's on, it's off of Ohio.
Okay.
Remember
what we said, Don, about saying our last names, saying who we know?
Hey, it's off of Ohio. Ohio's a big street.
Okay.
The point is, it was a nice building, and we, you know, had our regular Easter celebration. My mom's family, you know, we always...
Searching for eggs?
Yeah. No, we don't. We order Polish food.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You know, we my family brings over the eggs. We color them that
really
morning.
Do that?
Yeah, we do. We color the eggs that morning. We bring them over to my aunt's place, and then we eat. We order this Polish food, a big ham with pierogies. And, pierogies.
Go on.
Potato pancakes, green beans. Polish sausage, all the works, borscht, which my grandma makes, the beet soup. You ever heard of
it? It does not sound good.
It's awful, but we only have to eat it that one time, and
right.
we pretend like it's good.
Good beets, Grandma.
Boucha, well done.
Boucha.
And then, yeah, but Sunday, the actual day of Easter,
she
I go
call
to my
Boucha's
other...
Beets.
Boucha's beet soup.
No, Boucha's
beets. Boucha's borscht.
No, Boucha's Beets would be your soup name, or be the soup store's name.
Oh yeah, Boucha's Beets.
And she'd sell all the stuff.
Boucha's Borscht.
Right.
Boucha's.
She can only sell B names.
Boucha's
Bratwurst.
Yeah.
Blah.
But on Sundays we go to my dad's family's house, and that's more informal. And
right.
My grandma also makes a ham and Polish sausage, but she makes a lot of other stuff too.
It's funny, you probably have a worse family than I do, but you like it, and I cannot stand my family, and they're so great.
Yeah.
I hate them.
You do have a pretty great family.
They are good.
And you hate
but
them.
But I hate them. I don't know why.
Well, your grandma's pretty fucking weird. That sucks.
Which one?
The one who's racist. They're both.
And
makes you drive her around everywhere and shop for groceries with her.
She is the black sheep. Ironically enough.
The black sheep.
Okay, you can't just imitate me and pretend that that's funny.
I thought that sort of is. All right, well, why is she the black sheep?
Well, because she's the only one.
Black sheep. Why is she?
Because she forced me to drive her around. Okay, and but the thing is, every time we drive, she goes, "Oh, I'd be such a great driver if only she drove."
Prove it.
No, she says that, but she's like, "Oh, but it's too late."
I'd say prove it.
She's like, "Oh, I'd be such a great driver," and I go, "I'm just silent." And she goes, "I mean navigator." That's right. That's right, Grandma.
Prove it, bitch.
Okay, don't call my grandma bitch. I can
prove
do that.
Prove it, bitch.
Okay, stop doing that.
That's what I would do.
Oh, my God. All right. That's but the point is that you actually like your family, but I don't.
Do. What's not to like? Family's family. You can't do anything about it. They're your family.
That's why you distance themselves from them, as I do, going to work. They were like, try to request off for Easter. I was like, all right, I didn't
you
do
didn't
it.
Try,
nope.
Did you? No.
Yeah. I was like,
trust me, there are some things that I, you know, don't deal with my family. There are plenty of stuff that I don't do. But Easter, it's a fucking great meal. So some of the great, I mean, it's just like Christmas meal.
Yeah,
like,
but I got to have all that
food
afterwards. I came home and I ate all the leftovers.
Yeah, but pierogies leftover are not so good. I had some this morning, and they are not so
They're not
good.
That great of a food, then, are they?
They're a great food.
I judge food based
fresh
upon how well it is.
And how well it keeps.
Yeah, exactly.
How well it is.
No,
and
how well it is after the meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you eat, like, Domino's or chicken nuggets at all?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I eat chicken nuggets. You reheat them. Okay, you are so either dumb or something's wrong with you, because all you're doing... Maybe you need to smoke more weed to mellow you out, because all you're doing is blowing into the mic. I mean, so if you can't even have a goddamn conversation with me.
I am.
You're not. I you're just blowing into the mic.
I got bored talking about Easter. You know what I do like, though?
What? What?
Food. I was gonna say something else.
Okay, good. Food. Well, what about food?
It's delicious.
Yeah, it is good. Now I'm mad. I'm just mad at you in general. I hate you so much.
How was work on Easter then?
It was fine.
Well, I mean, like, did anybody...
Now I'm just mad at you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Did anybody, like...
Ironically, a Muslim person called off. I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
But, kind of. You know, they probably just are sick.
I saw, you know, Clash of Titans last night, Easter night, and
Muslims?
There were, yeah, all Muslims.
What do you mean?
At the
movie
theater.
At the movie theater?
At the movie theater.
They love their movies.
Well, on Easter.
Was there any singing and dancing in the thing?
Not in the theater. At the end of Clash of the Titans, after
right.
credits.
Obviously. They stood up, did a little
number.
Bollywood stuff.
Sam Worthington.
Were they Indian or were they just regular old Arab?
Just Arab.
Ugh. Bother.
So, my little brother told a joke yesterday, which I just thought was funny. He's real young, and I don't know where he heard this. One of his friends at school, and for some reason, it's the joke about how you know there's a
well tell it.
There's a okay. There's a Mexican, an Arab, and a white guy on a plane, right? And he's like 9 or 10.
It's a good start early.
I know. And the funniest thing to me though was that in addition to the fact that he can't get through a joke to save his life, he keeps stumbling over the words, and he just by the time he gets to the punchline, you're just glad that it's over. So you're like, oh, yeah, good job.
Okay, go
good
ahead.
Job, buddy. But anyway, the thing that was funny to me was he kept saying Arab as Arab.
Arab.
I don't know who he heard it from at school, but they
no, that's
have,
like
know,
the racist way to say it.
Yeah, I know. Right. That's my point. He didn't know any better, so I was like, okay, buddy, when you tell this joke in the future, say Arab,
first
not
of all,
Arab.
Don't tell this joke in the future.
Why? It's a good joke.
Well, what is it? I asked you to
find. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. It's, you know, Mexican, Arab, and a white guy on a plane, and, you know, the plane starts to go down, so they got to throw stuff off or something like that. I don't know the premise of the joke.
Right.
So, like, Mexican throws off a burrito, and he's like, we have too many of these in our country, and he throws it off.
Why would
and
you
then,
say that?
I don't know. And then the Arab grabs a machine gun and throws it off and says, we have too many of these in our country. And the white guy grabs the Mexican and throws him off and says, we have too many of these in our country.
And then what about the Arab guy?
But
you said he throws the Mexican off and we have too many of those. What about the Arab guy? He stays on? The terrorist
yeah,
stays on the plane?
Too many. Well, he doesn't have his machine gun anymore. But he didn't throw off the bomb
he's still
strapped
a threat.
To his chest.
Right.
Oh, that's not funny. Did you hear about the mosque? Did you hear about the mosque bombing?
First
last
of all,
week?
Did you just say it's kind of funny and then say, did you hear about the mosque bombing last
Moscow.
Week? Yeah, I did. It's probably a Muslim guy.
Hmm.
Well, it's not the same one. Well, it's probably. What's the problem?
No, nothing. I was listening.
No. Oh, my God. I can't stand talking to you. Yes, I did hear about it. What about it? It's sad.
Yeah. That was about it.
Great. Did you hear that WikiLeaks it published, and I saw the video of two journalists getting shot at. They were in Afghanistan, and they were, you know, the part in Modern Warfare 2 where you're up in the sky and you have that black and white thing and you're just shooting everything?
Yeah.
Similar to that, exactly. And there's a video camera, and they're circling around this, like, just a bunch of guys with, I guess some of them had, like, machine guns, but they weren't, like, firing at anyone. And there was two journalists from Reuters, and the military guys shot at them and killed them all.
The journalists?
The journalists and the other guys, whatever.
Did they know they were journalists?
I don't think so, but they, you know, shot them and killed them.
Hmm.
Yeah. And
speaking of that,
the problem is it's a huge issue.
It is a huge issue. Don't shoot journalists. It's not cool. You're supposed to have, you know, like, whatever, diplomatic immunity.
That's not what it is.
Really?
No.
What is it called?
I think it's journalistic integrity.
That's not
Go
it.
On.
That's not it. I was going to say, you know what was on this weekend?
I don't know.
Starship Troopers.
Yeah?
Gotta love it. So good.
So you move from
a cameraman gets eaten by an arachnid in that movie. Yeah. And it reminded me of
Samurai. That was a good one. Why do you not like that movie?
Because it's Tom Cruise as the last samurai. Do you believe that he's actually the last samurai?
No.
Do you believe that Brad Pitt's the Mexican when they tell you that he's the Mexican?
Well, that was a fact, actually.
That was actually a good movie.
Well, he's from New Orleans, so that's close to Mexico. So
Brad Pitt is?
No. Yeah, no, he's from New Orleans.
I didn't know that.
That's why he loves that place when he went down there for Katrine's. I don't want to talk to you anymore. the point is, it's good, but I like the last time. What's wrong with the last time? It was before Tom Cruise went crazy.
Is it? I don't think it was.
And now he's in. Well, I'm sure he was crazy before, but now, at the time, it was, you know.
Right before he went public that he was crazy.
Yeah. Right. So, and now he has that new movie with Cameron Diaz that I don't want to see because he's crazy. Just like I don't want to see, or I do, I don't mind seeing Mission Impossible. Don't want to see Mission Impossible 2, and definitely don't want to see Mission Impossible 3, and don't.
That's another one Thandie Newton's in.
Who?
Thandie Newton, Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think he was in Mission Impossible. No, he wasn't. That was Ving Rhames.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just swap out the black guys. Mm. You're not going to notice who they are. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you, Don? Are you seriously high or acid or something?
I'm not on anything.
Because it's really quite bothersome.
Disconcerting? I'll stop. That's being.
You're not going to stop. You're going to keep doing it.
I'm being a dick. I'm sorry.
You're being a total dick. And I really want to punch you right now. You have no idea how much I really want to hurt you.
This is fun for me.
It's not
it's probably
fun for
not
me.
Fun for Pat.
No, Pat is wanting to kill himself.
You're a trooper, buddy.
I don't know. Oh, he's actually turned us off. He doesn't want to listen to us.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't either. It's horrible. Oh, he's hearing it. We love you.
Oh, okay, that's good.
There was one other thing. Well, it'll come to me. In the meantime, the in between time. I've heard that. Did you see Alice in Wonderland?
No.
Okay, well, so now we can't talk about that.
Yeah, we can. Why? Well, I talk about a thousand things that I've never seen.
I know, or done.
Go ahead. What about it?
I was just going to say I heard it's eons better than Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the other book that Tim Burton turned into a movie with Johnny
They
Depp.
Are, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I saw parts of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That was just creepy.
It was creepy.
But
the music was good.
Yeah.
Elfman.
If we just base movies off of their music, then why don't we just watch music videos?
Last Samurai would be an amazing movie if that's the case, because the music in that is great. Howard
Well, it's an amazing
Shore.
Movie either way, because, all right, you know what you said about being, you know.
Yeah, sorry. Howard Shore does the music for that. He does him and James Newton Howard do the music for Dark Knight and Batman Begins.
Great. That new movie, Inception, should be good. It did not come out. We said that it came out this week, but what about it?
Did somebody look that up? Oh, yeah, no, it comes out in July.
No, it comes out soon, yeah.
Yeah.
About it?
Middle of summer. Nothing about Inception, but because that's over with and now Chris Nolan's moving on to Batman 3, according to the IMDb page.
Michael C. Caine?
No, it's Michael C. Hall, and no, he is not. But the Riddler is the supposed villain, and
right.
The guy's name is Doug Jones.
Who is that?
He was in Guillermo del Toro uses him a lot. He was Abe Sapien. If you ever saw the Hellboy movies, that alien that like swims around.
Oh,
and
really?
Eats the rotten eggs.
He
was the physical actor who played the Faun in Pan's Labyrinth. You know, he played Pan,
right.
But the voice was actually like the narrator. It was somebody different, but he was that guy.
Was Pan the one with the eyes?
No,
for hands?
That was the that was somebody
Who's
else.
Pan?
Pan's the one who was talking to the princess the whole time. He's the one who gave her the key, gave her the book and everything like that.
Yeah, he's kind of lanky and weird shaped, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
He's kind of lanky and weird shaped.
Exactly.
So that's
fine. He was also, if you saw the previews for Legion, the guy, the ice cream man, The guy who was all creepy and like, you know, like.
That's him?
Yeah, that's Doug Jones.
That fits well.
I agree.
Because I imagine the Riddler to be lanky and like, you know, moving around and stuff.
But at the same time, you can tell with him as Abe Sapien, he can sound very intelligent and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Who is he in the Hobbit movies? That I did not know. I didn't look at his page. That's awesome.
Well, whoever he is.
That's Doug Jones. No, he's doesn't say as his character. Okay, well, if he's, like I said, Guillermo del Toro uses him a lot.
Right.
And since Guillermo del Toro's to do the Hobbit movies, it makes sense.
That does make sense. But the thing is, he's going to play the Riddler, I'm assuming?
He's rumored to. It's not for sure yet, but
well, we just
so
confirmed
far,
it here.
Here. You heard
on
it
this...
first, folks.
Right. Well, you heard it like second, but you confirmed it first here on the podcast.
What? Podcast.
Listen, my voice breaks, but you know what? I don't fucking...
So does the story. Your voice breaks when the story breaks. Booyah!
All right.
Right?
I'll tell you my idea.
What?
We'll go through it again about my amazing idea for streets and sanitation. Streets and Sanny.
Streets. Tell us about Streets and
Sanny.
Well,
Streets and Sanny, they work for Streets and Sanitation. Streets is a black...
Underprivileged.
Underprivileged.
Streets.
Streetwise.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't go by the book.
Not at all. He does his own thing.
Street and Sanitation guy. Sanny...
Older.
Older, much older. White guy.
About
got a bit of a gut.
6 months away from retirement.
Or
so he says, but after the show picks up, he'll stay on. For
right, of course, for some reason. But maybe he gets injured. But, and yeah, see, Sanny, right? He's the, goes by the book.
Totally.
Has to go by the book. Don't you fucking do that.
I wasn't.
You were about to.
No, I wasn't.
I saw you.
I was like, I was going to whistle, but I didn't.
Don was about to blow into the mic like he usually does, like
Street,
a fucking asshole.
Streets and Sanny.
And Streets and Sanny. And they work for Streets and Sanitation. And they are, you know, they are just doing the Streets and Sanitation stuff. But there's drama for it. You know what I mean?
Kind
like,
of drama?
Someone loses a tampon in their toilet.
You didn't mention that before. That's stupid. The ideas you had before were great. Like, the terrorists want to flood the city or whatever at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl is being hosted in their city.
Right.
Super Bowl time, halftime, everyone takes a break or whatever, takes a big dump, flushes at the same time.
Same
terrorists
time.
Now want to use the methane from that to create a huge bomb.
And
boom.
Streets and Sanny,
and the Streets
pick
and Sanny
the plot,
pick up on it,
and they got to stop.
You know what
it.
I mean? And they also want to call.
And Streets throws out Sanny's book at one point, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he throws out a book.
And Sanny says,
Sanny says we got to deal by the book. Streets goes, here's the
book. The
book. Throws it out the window. Sanny goes, I was reading that.
Boom.
Boom. That's joke number one.
What else was there? What
else Streets hooks up with Sanny's daughter.
Oh, the straight-laced daughter.
The straight-laced daughter, of course. And
Sanny finds what while
he's looking at the sewer? Well, no, wait. Oh, right. Pregnancy test
the
or
pregnancy
something
test,
like that.
Which he then knows is his daughter's.
I don't know how he knows that.
He knows.
But, no, I think Streets tries to throw it out, you know what I mean? But then
why
Sanny,
does he have it in his pocket?
Because Sanny's daughter knows that if he does that, if she takes it, gets rid of it, Sanny goes through her shit every week because he's a street sanitation guy, and then so she knows she can't do that. So Streets has it in his pocket, tries to like dump it while they're on the job underneath the you know the sewer or whatever,
right in front of Sanny.
Sanny sees it, picks it up, says, "What the fuck is this?"
Smells it. Is that my daughter's urine?
This is my daughter's. What are you doing with my daughter's pregnancy test? And it's positive.
Boom.
Boom.
And later when he goes home, he sees the tattoo on his
sees
daughter's
tattoo,
arm.
Tattoo.
What
pulls
is it?
It up. It says
Streets.
No, it's a street sign.
Street sign.
It's a street
That's
sign.
Right.
It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a stop
it
sign.
It could be fourth.
Could be
know,
anything. Could be crosswalk.
Could
doesn't
be
matter.
Lane ends.
Doesn't matter. 100 feet. But it's going to be a street sign. And then he's going to go, is that a fucking street sign? She goes, yeah, it is.
She goes, yeah, Dad, it is. And he goes, what does that mean?
Right. And then
backhands her.
Knocks her around. Streets comes in. Can't do that to, you know,
him in a
that's my
hold.
Girlfriend.
Totally.
That's my daughter.
Right.
You know, it's going to be good. I think
season
we're
going to
have, we can have, well, who are we going to have? Who do we have for Streets? Some black guy?
Yeah.
Who was it? It's going to be a thin, lanky black guy.
Thin, lanky. Dave
or
Chappelle.
David Allen Greer we could have.
He's old.
He's not that old.
He's old. He's over 50.
Fine.
Dave Chappelle should be Streets. He can totally play a younger.
All right, he can play Streets. And
hey!
Who are we going to have for Sanny?
I run these streets.
What are you doing?
I should know.
And their tagline or whatever is cleaning up the shit.
Cleaning shit up.
Cleaning shit up.
And that's Streets' license plate.
Right.
And they have a...
Well, in season two, once it gets picked up, because it obviously will.
Yes.
They have a rivalry, Streets and Sanitation's, you know, a company that's trying to go up and coming, and they're called what, Don? Hold on.
Tell them who they're made up of.
It's a Jew and an Asian.
Called Hiroshima.
Hitler and Hiroshima.
Boom.
Boom.
Copyright protected, so right. Try not to grab this.
And what do they call themselves? They have something else.
I don't know, something. Their tagline was good, though.
What was their tagline?
I don't remember.
It was so good.
Oh.
We'll think of it again.
Yeah, it's not important. But anyway, yeah.
But
so that's our new
thing.
Yeah, that's our new thing.
Expect to be seeing on ABC, CBS. It's going to be a comedy drama.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you what I did watch.
It's like Law and Order SVU.
Stop that.
I texted you the other day. Every episode is a very special episode. Well, here's what. Well, I mean, in the sense, like, you know how they have like that caffeine one from Saved by the Bell or whatever, where the very special episode. Those are ones where they had the Indian guy commit suicide on House or whatever. They have. That's what very special episode means, Don.
I'm sorry. I've never watched SVU.
No. Very special episode means they take on, like, a topic or whatever, like, that's, like, you know, not, like, a big issue or whatever, but a serious issue. Like, the one with Saved by the Bell where the one chick does, like, caffeine pills the whole time or whatever.
Saved by the Bell is a very – that's that very special episode of Saved by the Bell was where this chick does caffeine pills.
Right, exactly. And then there's another one, Saved by the Bell, where there's a, like, radio guy or whatever comes into town to do, like, a – right, exactly. He does stuff about, like, anti-drugs, and turns out he's doing drugs.
Oh.
What? There's the one where –
was there ever a
– Full House?
Oh.
The middle child or whatever. I forget her
name.
Stephanie smokes a cigarette.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Those are very special episodes where they take on, like, a special topic. This one of Law and Order's View was there's a woman with MS, and she's confined to a wheelchair, and her sister beats her with a bar of soap. And
in a sock?
In a sock.
Ooh,
right over. Yeah,
that's a serious thing.
But, yeah, but the point is that, and they're like, they go, like, one of the officers is talking to a doctor, or the doctor for the MS patient. She goes, I don't really understand MS. What is it? And then the doctor goes on about, like, well, MS is this whatever disease, and they try to make it, you know, like, flow well.
Educational?
But
no.
Who the fuck would care?
Exactly.
Right.
And who would actually, show would actually do that?
Exactly. And the point is, and then they're like, they also said, like, you know, 40% of MS patients who are wheelchair, or of patients who are wheelchair bound and are, you know, abused or sexually assaulted or something like that, these aren't facts that I need. But every
Agreed.
Episode of Law & Order SVU has that.
Law and Order SVU sucks.
It does.
It's a bad show.
It does. They have the bum 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 bum. But they changed it around a little bit, so it's a little more aggressive. Right. And they have Ice Cube. Now, I asked you this question before. Ice Cube is the much more mean one.
From next Friday.
Right.
From all the Fridays.
Right. All the Fridays.
And
now,
are we there yet? And are we
Does Ice T? Yeah, I don't know what happened to his career. Does Ice T sign Ice T? I didn't look at the intro.
You see, this is actually a discussion I was having, I think, maybe
Does
with
Eminem
Pat
sign
a while back.
Eminem or
That's,
Marshall?
Yeah,
I
was having a discussion with him with Pat, actually, like maybe a week ago after, I think, our class on Mondays.
Right.
And we were saying when you create a pseudonym for yourself or, like, you know, a lot of celebrities change their names.
Tom Cruise.
Whether it's stage names, whatever.
Right.
Do they sign their checks as that? Like, how far do they take it?
Do
you eventually
illegal?
Have to change your name to that? Because, I mean, like, for me, for instance, I would probably want an alias, like, if I was going to be, like, a writer
or a
stage actor,
star.
A gay porn star, and a voice actor, I would want a different name for all the above, and then I want my real name, which I'm not going to drop this week.
That's intelligent, Don.
Thank you. Anyway, you want an alias to cover all those bases.
Right.
So what happens when someone makes out a check to, you know, Francis Nicodemia?
Well, that would never happen because no one ever signed a check to Francis Nicodemia besides a welfare check because he's obviously not making any money.
Well, either way,
right.
I'll take that welfare check.
Right, of course you will. Right. I think you mean for, like, the gay porn star would be
Dirk Diggums.
Dickus Maximus.
Dickius.
Or Dickus Biggus.
That's a stupid name.
Well, it's no stupider than...
Stupider's not a word.
Well, you're stupider.
Ha.
God, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, but I do wonder what happens.
I think that they eventually change it. They have to. You know what I mean? Like, Ice-T, I think he actually comes on, like, Law & Order SVU, they introduce him as Ice-T. You know what I mean?
What about The Rock?
The game.
Because now he's trying to move it back to Dwayne Johnson.
Right. But on the promotional posters, he goes by The Rock.
So does he sign it Dwayne?
The Rock Johnson.
Johnson on right. the checks?
I think so. Just like Stone Cold Steve Austin, or Steve the Stone Cold Austin.
No, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right. But he was in that other movie that was terrible, like the Fugitive. No, it wasn't Fugitive, but...
No, it wasn't.
The Hunted?
He was in Longest Yard.
Was he in the Longest Yard?
Oh, I think you're talking about The Condemned.
Yeah,
the
that was Condemned. It. That was
no. Speaking piece of shit. Speaking of though, Stone Cold's movies, new trailer on IMDb: The Expendables, directed, written by Stallone, coming out August of this year. Every action star you would ever want in a movie is in it, and I'm not joking you. Stallone is in it himself. Jason Statham, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis have cameos. Jet Li is in
so
it.
So really, it's just
it's
a cluster
every single
F
one.
Of...
Stone Cold Steve Austin is in it. Another wrestler is it. Like it is a huge, huge action movie, it seems. Like, it looks to me like just from the trailer that Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger maybe have cameos, and that's just it.
Right.
Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li,
like
those guys
characters.
Are all like main.
But is it just, what is it going to be? Just a big cluster F of fighting?
I think there may be like mercenaries that go down to
some
South America
ridiculous
and
plot.
They're, you know, fighting. I don't know what it is.
Right. Stallone. But they have some ridiculous plot.
What do you got?
And then they.
Thank you. That's the other one. Dolph Lundgren from Rocky IV, everybody.
Right,
he's back with Stallone.
Right.
Maybe they'll box again.
For some random reason.
Do I love Dolph Lundgren. What was that? That one Always Sunny episode when they kept dropping his name? That was so funny. So goddamn funny.
The point is, though, that it should just be a big cluster F of...
action.
Yeah,
totally.
Right.
Speaking of Always Sunny, I was watching two episodes the other night, and both of which I had never seen before. Oh, it was a two-parter, actually.
Yeah.
It was like two episodes of the same story. And it was, you know, they...
was it the one
they got
get
mixed.
Whacked?
Yeah, they get mixed up with the mob, and you know, Charlie and Dee start doing cocaine.
Yeah,
and they try the first one. They tried out for the Eagles, like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
and the O'Doyle brothers.
Yeah,
were in there. It's just so ridiculous. That show is so ridiculous.
That's the point.
So
the
funny,
show
though.
Is supposed to be ridiculous, but
yeah.
I think you said that it's become too ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't really watch the new episodes myself anymore,
well,
but some of the old ones from like the middle seasons,
they're
hysterical.
Funny. Right.
Absolutely hysterical. Crack my shit up.
I'm glad you
Dasha.
Have it. Right. What is wrong? All right. I really can't take any more of you.
Okay.
You're becoming quite a nuisance.
Did you see my veins today? All
right. I'm going to wrap this fucking show up because you're obviously drunk or on mushrooms or something because...
Do.
All right, stop. God damn it, I hate you so much.
This,
I really, really
this
do.
Fun.
I'm going to.
This fun.
Okay. All right. Whatever. The fucking show is over. Fucked on and fuck this podcast.
Episode
I'm never doing
18.
This again. Episode
Email.
18.
Email.
It's in the books. Email us at avoidingpeople@gmail.com if you'd like. I don't
this
think anyone ever has.
Episode 18.
Oh my god.
With Don and MJ.
Yeah.
LaDasha.